some parts of government are doing quite well in small business contracting. One of them is the Naval Surface Warfare Center Carter Rock Division. They are winners of the Navy's Office of Small Business Programs Director's Award. Irene Katasinski is deputy for small business programs there. Irene, thanks for coming on the program this afternoon. Congratulations, and tell me what you do in with your team.
Thank you for inviting me. I am the deputy for small business programs for the Carter Rock Division, which is part of the Naval Sea Systems Command. We're basically the whole mechanical and electrical expertise and deliver technical solutions in Navy architecture and marine engineering to keep the fleet dominant and ready. So as part of our program, we issued some new strategies this year to increase our small business performance. Last year, we issued a total of $432 million in contract awards to small businesses. And the way we did this was to promote opportunities where small businesses can best support the needs of our sailors and Marines within our command. Some of our successes that were included with our award where we entered into a mentor-protege agreement between a large business and a service-connected disabled veteran-owned small business. This mentor-protege will provide us in the future with a new source of supplier for the Department of Navy. Another way we did was continue with a SBIR Phase 3 award to another service-disabled veteran-owned for the continuation of shipboard energy conservation and fuel for us. We also continue to educate and collaborate with our technical department in ensuring that they are aware of all the small businesses that are out there and to perform our market research.
Well, I want to ask you about a couple of the things, Irene, that are mentioned in the citation. We have the citation linked up now at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth that your team received. You mentioned the mentor-protege program, and I wonder how do you work with the large business to convince them that there is something in it for them to help develop a small business in that relationship?
Well, the DoD mentor-protege agreement is between the large business. He goes out and solicits a small business to help with doing work that they're performing originally on the task order. So they saw a need. They came to us, me and my technical personnel, and presented this to us, and we thought this would be a great source for the future and provide the Navy with a less costly alternative than going to a large business, and also to satisfy our needs in the future and meeting our goals with the small business.
Another thing that's listed on this citation that I thought was really interesting, it says a small business education and collaboration partnership agreement between Naval Surface Warfare Center, Carter Rock, the Ben Franklin Technology Partners of Southeastern Pennsylvania, the Delaware Valley Industrial Resource Corporation, and the Philadelphia Industrial Development Corporation. It sounds like there's a mixture there of government on your side and the partners there. It sounds like you have some maybe some nonprofits in there and some for-profit organizations. Coordinating and collaborating all of those things can be kind of challenging. How did you get all of those people, organizations working together in concert?
Well, this is a great opportunity, again, where we locally, the Ben Franklin Technology Group is also involved in innovative technology solutions. Since we are looking for small businesses to bring innovation to our command, this was a natural fit with us to partner with the Ben Franklin Technology Partners. The Delaware Valley Industrial Resource Corporation deals a lot with our local small business manufacturing. Again, when dealing with the ships, a natural fit to partner with them to bring them on board also. And, of course, the Philadelphia Industrial Development Corporation, they're the entity that resides here at the Philadelphia Business Center, and they provide us with local businesses right here next to our command that we have can partner up with them. So all three of these groups bring together differences, but in the end, we're all looking for supporting the small business and educational opportunities for our command, especially in energy-related development that we're looking into now.
Irene Katasinski of the Naval Surface Warfare Center, Carter Rock Division, is my guest. They are winners of the Navy Office of Small Business Programs Director's Award, and you can learn more about the award and how they earned it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Irene, if I had maybe to boil down what you're talking about to one word, it sounds like proactivity, where you and your team are making an effort in a number of different ways to go out and find small businesses and get them involved in the process. Is that, am I on the right track there?
Definitely. We're just not looking at our goals that we have to meet. We're looking at small businesses to become the solutions of choice for the command, to provide the innovation and products and tools necessary to accomplish our mission.
I mentioned at the beginning that agencies, according to the latest numbers, are struggling, and my sense is that that's the situation that a lot of agencies are in. They're going, oh, we've got to meet these goals, rather than how small businesses can be solutions for whatever issues we have. What's the decision-making process like in amongst your team where you're looking for those matches, where you're saying this would be a good fit for a small business, or do you just start from the assumption that we're going to see if a small business can meet this need first?
Well, we start in looking at the market based on our market research to see what the competition pool is out there so we can get the best price and the best competition and the best quality for what we're looking into buying. So we go and we do our diligence and look at our market research, and if we have can provide the maximum practical opportunity to meet that with a small business, that is our solution of choice.
Irene, I want to congratulate you and your team on this award. As I mentioned, we have information about it posted now at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And good luck to you. Thanks for being on the program today.